There's so much to watch for today, not just the outcome of the election returns, but the record-breaking number of people voting. And with that, the thousands of lawyers on standby to march into courts throughout the country to make certain ballots get counted or excluded. To parse out what we should expect tonight and what we should be watching for, we have with us Pam Fessler, NPR's national correspondent covering voting issues. And Pam, more than 100 million votes have been cast before Election Day. This, of course, is extraordinary, but also complicates return results because different states have different rules about early ballot counting, correct?
That's right, Tanya. First, you know, we have the sheer number of mail-in ballots. Out of that 100 million, almost 65 million are mail-in. And they take a long time to count. It can be very time-consuming. And while some states have allowed the election officials to start processing them, you know, as soon as they were received, others didn't. And in fact, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the officials there weren't even allowed to start processing them until this morning, which means, you know, they couldn't even open the envelopes. States mm-hmm. also have very different rules over when absentee or mail-in ballots have to arrive in order to still count. And more than half the states allow ballots that arrive sometime after Election Day to count, as long mm-hmm. as they were sent by Election Day. And so, for example, you know, Michigan will only count ballots that arrive by today, but North Carolina voters have until November 12th to get their ballots in, you know, as long as they're postmarked by today. So that means, you know, those states we're going to have counting going on for quite a while.
Yeah, you're talking about Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and so many others, as you said. You know, right. President Trump has already threatened legal challenges to some ballots that arrive past poll closing time tonight. What sort of legal challenges could actually exist for those late arriving ballots?
Well, I think we could see a number of things. I think it all depends on just how close the results are. I mean, if the margin is wide in any of these states, then I think the talk about going to court is just going to kind of disappear. But if it's tight, there could be challenges to two things. It could be challenges like to individual mail-in ballots, for example, you know, whether or not they arrived on time, but also whether they had the right signatures or witnesses if they were required in particular states. And in some states, you know, that only require mail-in ballots to be postmarked by Election Day, there could be challenges on whether or not the postmark is actually clear enough or is even included on the envelope. Sometimes it isn't. And then we also had these, you know, two recent court decisions that left open the door for other absentee ballots to be rejected. The Supreme Court allowed Pennsylvania to continue accepting mail-in ballots until Friday, but said that any received between November 3rd and Friday should be set aside just in case they're challenged. And there was a similar decision by a federal appeals court in Minnesota. So we will see what happens to those ballots. And actually, I'm sorry, the Supreme Court didn't require Pennsylvania to set them aside, but the state agreed to do that just in case there is a legal challenge.
I see. Wow, there's so much to watch for and keep track of.
Right.
Overall, how has the voting process, you feel like, gone this election cycle? I know that's an unfair question because today is the day.
Right. Well, although actually what we've been hearing so far today, things seem to be going fairly smoothly. I mean, they're sort of the typical problems, like, you know, long lines in places, a few places equipment has malfunctioned, but they have paper ballot backups in those places. Mm-hmm. So right now things are going fairly smoothly, but, you know, the day is young. But I mean, overall, this election has been extraordinary. I mean, there have been challenges that nobody even thought about, you know, between the pandemic and this huge shift to mail-in voting, the delays with the Postal Service that caused all these concerns by voters about whether or not their ballots will get in on time and many not getting in on time. We've also had this extraordinary level of legal activity mm-hmm. With both parties challenging the current rules, mostly over mail-in balloting, and just how much access voters should have. So that's led to a lot of confusion, a lot of last-minute changes. And we also have civil unrest that's going yeah. on and this great partisan divide, which has led, you know, to fears and concerns about, you know, intimidation and possible violence at the polls, which at the moment we actually haven't seen anything. So, you know, definitely that's very good. But, mm-hmm. you know, officials are definitely on the watch. And on top of that, we also have, you know, President Trump, who has been spreading a lot of disinformation about voting and whether or not there's a lot of fraud. And that has also complicated, you know, and challenged election officials. So if that makes it even more extraordinary that 100 million people have already voted.
Pam, with the 30 seconds I have with you, what lessons do you think you'll be taking into future elections?
Well, I think one is money. Local election officials, you know, the offices are completely underfunded. And they have had to do so much this year because with not enough money. And I think that's, you know, going to be a big issue going forward. And then just also mail-in voting, just getting the rules straightened and clarified in advance, because I think people are going to be using mail-in voting a lot more from now on.
That's Pam Fessler, NPR's national correspondent covering voting issues. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.